This is Football Nation with Jeff Collins.
Okay, quiz time now. I'm going to test Steve Tucker and Chris Rotham about football club nicknames. You're called what? Now, after you moaned last week, we're going to do multiple choice, Steve.
Have I won two on the trot now? Did I dream that?
You dreamt that.
But I did win one, didn't I?
It was when you teamed up with me.
No, I'm sure I won one on my own.
You did win one.
I beat Owen. No, I beat Owen.
You won one in a parallel dimension.
But no, I did. I beat Owen on Ferguson. I did. And is it Fergie or is it not Fergie?
Whatever stupid name you'd come up with.
Okay, I'm going to ask you three questions each. Multiple choice, Steve, so you'll be happy. So, Steve, first one for you. Which club are known as the Monkey Hangers? Is it A, Hartlepool? Because during the Napoleonic Wars, the citizens of Hartlepool allegedly hanged a monkey believed to be a French spy. Is it B, Barnet, named after their mascot, Hanger the Monkey? Or C, Kettering Town, because the stadium was built near a zoo?
I know, it's the first one.
It is
definitely.
He was dressed like a monkey in a little
he survived uniform.
He survived a shipwreck, yeah, and they thought he was a French spy.
Isn't he called Angus the Monkey?
Later voted the mayor. Yeah,
exactly, yes.
Sounds good in Hartlepool, doesn't it? I'm great to get up there.
Chris.
I'm glad I had a shave, though. It could be very
Chris, you win. In the era of
reception.
Sorry, Steve. Come on, Steve. Calm down.
It was very sharp.
Chris, in the era of the Laudrup brothers playing for Denmark in their peak in the late 80s, early 90s, Denmark fans acquired the nickname Rolligans. Was this A, because they're among the most fierce football fans since Viking times, B, they were well-mannered and cheerful, or C, they liked to go to games with no shoes and socks?
Because?
I'm not sure the balance of these questions are quite fair, but I'm going to go for B.
It is B, yes.
The
Rolligan movement in Danish football are fans who are well-managed yet cheerful during the match and before. The behaviour is opposite that of hooligans. The term Rolligan's a pun based on the Danish word for calm.
Just like normal fans.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Two, Steve. Puebla are a Mexican club. Puebla are a Mexican club with the nickname Los Cometeros. Cometeros translates A, bandits, B, masked Mexican Avengers, or C, the sweet potato growers.
Oh, crikey, hang on. I knew the first one.
I don't know what Los Cometeros is.
The masked Avengers.
No, it's the sweet potato growers. That's their nickname.
Well, why would they want to call themselves that?
It's their prerogative. Chris, in Spain, Villarreal are known as El Submarino Amarillo, the yellow submarine. Is this because A, the club hosted a famous concert by the Beatles, B, the region's biggest employer is the Navy, or C, they play in yellow?
I think it's C.
It is C, because they play in yellow.
Why submarine, though?
Why the yellow submarine?
Why not?
I wanted it to be the Beatles gig. I had this image of they're all really into the really rubbish Beatles records.
Steve, why are Lincoln City known as
is
the...
Is this still going on?
It is.
It's still going on, okay.
Why are Lincoln City known as the Red Imps? Is it because A, their Division 3 winning side of 1926 were all under 5'5", B, a combination of the colour of their strip and, in fact, an imp statue sits on the top of Lincoln Cathedral, or C, a combination of the colour of their kit and the fact they're named after the Imperial Mint Factory opposite the ground?
I used to like Mint Imperials. Remember, you don't see them anymore, do you? Wasn't the answer to this given in that...
I was hoping you weren't listening.
I was listening.
It's like primary school.
No, Steve, what is your name? You have various choices. Steve, Darren?
I didn't know that was going to be winning away. How was I to know?
Darren. I got a feeling it's about some... statue that's on the top of the thing.
Well done, Sir Steve. Thank you
to little Chris.
There's two all.
In his Wikipedia searches.
This is the third question. May not have to go to a tiebreak. Chris, Atletico Madrid are known as the mattress makers. Why? A, because their stadium is shaped like a mattress. Their first owner was called Franco...
like a square mattress.
B, their first owner was Franco del Mattress. Or C, because their shirts resemble a traditional pattern on a Spanish mattress.
Franco del Mattress, my friend. Welcome to Madrid.
I don't know. I'm going to guess it at C.
It is C. Their shirts resemble the traditional pattern.
I'd like to put a larger complaint in that the other two were so absurd that even I would have got C. Franco del Mattress, indeed. Welcome. I've lost again. Oh, goodness. Okay.